Yeah, I suppose how you're finding the pre-season, and I suppose how you find the intra-club game, obviously the first decent hit out for you guys this pre-season.
Yeah, it was good to play the game at the end of the pre-season and sort of work on what we've been doing for the last 5 months. I thought the intensity was really good and the skills was up considering it was a bit windy. It was good just to have a hit out at a higher intensity and more match-like running and stuff, which was really good.
How are you enjoying having the midfielder tag next to your name this year? How's that been this pre-season?
Yeah, I think it's been a good pre-season to be able to work on my midfield craft and get 5 months worth of training in that area so that I feel a lot more comfortable going into that role this year, and it's been great to have people around me like in such a good midfield group and group of coaches to help me through that.
Specifically, what are the things you had to work on making that move? You can kick a footy, but what did you need to change in your game?
I think the running patterns are a lot different in the midfield and a lot of different body work. So in terms of, stoppages and knowing, what space you have to protect and that sort of stuff. And working with the ruckman as well, you need to have that connection so that, you can all work as one group. And coming from the back line, that was some of the areas that I needed to work on.
Are you comfortable in there? Can you feel it already even after one trial game?
Yeah, it is one trial game and we have been playing against ourselves. But I think... I'm feeling a lot more confident, which is good, and I think the next couple of trial games will help me sort of hopefully help my confidence going into the season.
Who's helped you with your midfield work over the summer?
Well, obviously the coaches Scott Thompson and Jared Schofield have really helped me, and then I've worked a fair bit with Ollie, especially the last couple of weeks when he's been injured, has helped me with his body, because he's really good with his body, so that was one of my areas to work on, and he's helped me a lot in that area.
What's your first full pre-season of training as a midfielder, even through your juniors and stuff?
Yeah, I've always been either a forward and then the last couple of years back, so it's my first pre-season in the midfield.
How much confidence do you take out of that, given the fact you were so good when you went in the middle in the second half of last year, to have that full pre-season under your belt now playing there?
Yeah, definitely. I found a lot during last year. I was trying to learn during the game and not so much during the week at training, and I feel like learning at training is the best way for me, and then I feel a lot more relaxed and confident on game day, so that should definitely help me this year.
What areas of your game do you think you can take to the next level as a midfielder as opposed to what you finished with last year?
I think my running's improved, so I feel like I can get from contest to contest and get around the ground really well this year compared to last year. And I think, if I do have to spend time down forward, I think if I go down forward, I can, be an option down there.
Yeah, was a midfield move always a goal for you?
Not so much. I thought, I'd be down back for the majority of my career. And obviously last year in China, Rocky pulling out late sort of opened that door a little bit. But I'd always gone in there at training to help improve my skills in that area. And I guess I just got to the stage where, Kenny, gave me the nod, and it sort of, opened up that pathway.
Do you think what might have been as a permanent forward to your career or something like that?
Every now and then, but I think I'd probably would have already been given the flick if I spent too long down forward.
Is that what it's like, we were talking about it off camera, the weight of expectation on you this year, not just from internally, but like a lot of people want to see you do well for their fantasy football teams, for example. Is it strange for you going into this year knowing that a lot of people are watching you in the way that you play, perhaps more so than any time in your career?
Yeah, I think there is obviously a little bit of expectation, especially I think I finished off the year last year reasonably well, and I think, I do have that expectation and that personal expectation on myself to play well. So that's always going to be there, and I think it's just, it's something that I can't really control, so I'm going to, look to just do what I can do.
As you said, you finished off really well last year. I think of your last five games, three times you had 29 disposals. What are your personal expectations for 2020?
Yeah, I think, disposals is obviously one that it's a measurement of how many touches you have, but I think, I want to help the midfield group and help the forwards. I think, Kenny wants me to use my skills in there, and it's not necessarily about how many times I get the ball, but I need to use the ball well, so that's what I'm looking forward to doing this year.
Which was a bit of a missing link with ball use inside 50.
Yeah, so I think ball use around the ground and inside 50 is one area that you know, can improve, and I'm looking forward to helping improve that area.
What's Ollie taught you when you say about using your body, Houston? What's he taught you, and where around the ground do you look to implement it?
Mainly at stoppages, and I think there's different roles around the stoppage and different areas that you know, you need to work people into and protect for other people. So I think just using your body and knowing little bits and pieces and little tricks that, you know, you can't necessarily you know, learn yourself. You need people with lots of experience to help you with.
How does the body work go, especially up against someone like Ollie, who's probably got a couple of kilos on you?
Yeah, I guess there's always tricks. I mean, Rocky's in there and he's probably 60 kilos and he moves people. So I think there's always little tricks that you can do, you know, no matter what size you are.
There was one bit during the intro club on Friday where I think Rocky actually did a bit of body work on you and got the ball from a stoppage. Is that the sort of thing that you're just working on and learning as you go?
Yeah, definitely. I remember that that stoppage as well. I think, you know, having that connection with the ruck, knowing where that ball's going to go, knowing what you need to do, you know, that's still probably, yeah, an area that I need to work on, and obviously leaning on the other mids as well to help me as well.
How important is the balance of the Port midfield? Obviously, you've always had some big balls in there the last few years with Ollie and Peps and that, but do you think you're getting the balance better with yourself and obviously Connor going through those a little bit more outside run?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone in the midfield's really fit at the moment, so I think running isn't so much an issue. I think it's, you know, can we have people that can win the ball on the inside and then people on the outside, and I think we do have that mix. I mean, Boakey runs really hard and outnumbers really well, and then Connor's got the speed, and then, you know, you've got Brad Ebert and Zach Butters who can go through there. So I think we've got a really good mix this year and what we've seen so far in pre-season.
Have you noticed big differences in the way that you guys have
Yeah, I think the last couple of years we've probably been a bit stagnant in the way we've moved the ball and the way we've you know, been when we've had the ball. I think we want to be a little bit more bolder, come through the corridor. You know, our defence holds up pretty well the last couple of years, so I think you know, we want to be aggressive and test our offence.
What do you look to implement from your own personal point of view? And obviously, like, the results are sort of a bit of a byproduct of playing well, but what do you look at and what does the team look at?
Yeah, I think Brisbane obviously had a really good year last year, and they've personally they've got a really deep midfield. You know, they've got Zorko, blokes like Neil that can run through there. So I think it'll be a good test and as a team to see where we're at and what we need to improve on. It's very hard from an internal to nut that out, but I think this weekend it'll be really good just to see exactly where we're at.
Do you still feel like the midfield connection? You touched on the disposals and stuff around the ground. Is that the main problem, do you think, plaguing you guys in terms of connection going forward?
I think a little bit, but in terms of you know, if we can get the ball through the corridor, it opens up a lot more options. If we play really slow, you know, it doesn't help our forwards. So I think generally it's more of a whole team thing.
You look at other teams for that in the off season. Is that something you guys get,
like,
given a bit of homework and say this is what we
want to
do? Like, you take
cues
from other
teams? Yeah, I think so. I'm not so much a coach, but when you look at other teams and how they score, you definitely look at them, and if they're scoring more often from certain players, you obviously have a look at that. And we weren't at scoring as much when we went in there, so we had to look at you know, maybe some other teams and how they went in and where they kicked the ball.
And then you beat every day, obviously. Which young players have surprised or impressed you over the pre-season?
Yeah, well, definitely one's Mitch Georgiades. I think, you know, the way he attacks the ball, and, you know, he's very versatile on the ground and in the air. He's impressed us a lot. And then, you know, you've obviously got Dill Williams. I think he's been pretty good when the ball's in his area, you know, very lively. And I think they'll both be players to watch.
Can you tell us, as a sort of newish midfielder working with the ruckman here, what have you seen from obviously Scotty Lysett's number one on paper, but what have you seen from them difference wise between the three or four ruckmen that are vying for spots this year?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a tough position at this stage, and I think, you know, it'll come down to almost the last JLT to see who plays that game, who plays round one. But I think, you know, we've got a lot of really good tools, which we probably haven't had in the past. You know, Charlie's playing really well. Scott's playing really well, and Peter Laddams was really good on Friday night in the air as well. So I think, you know, it'll be something that you sort of track over the the pre-season games, but they've all really impressed.
Have you been able to forge a connection with any of them in particular? Like, anyone sort of love hitting it down your throat?
No, not so much, but I think, you know, we're always on, it was, the teams are always mixed around, so you always have to change that up.
How's Sam going? Is he, Sam Hayes, talk about him, was that he's going to be a bit of a star, obviously the knee injury sort of put him back a little bit, but is he starting to show you what everyone hoped he was capable of?
Yeah, he's obviously got that the height on him, and he's moving around the ground a lot better since his knee, which has been really good. And I think you know, he'll be waiting for an opportunity as much as the others are, just to prove himself. And if he can get up forward and take a few marks as well, he'll be dangerous too.
Would he be a genuine contender or a genuine challenger for Scott?
As I said, I think it's tough to say, but I think, you know, they've all been really good. It's not just him; they'll all be contending for that ruck spot and the spot up forward. All the tools have been really good.
Yeah,